Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we get into the review, make sure you follow me and Ken on Apple Music. You'll see what I'm bumping in the whip. Different from the Bumping the Whip playlist for all my Patreons, that is something that I do every month exclusively just for y'all. It is special. Nobody else can get it except for you. But going into the review, Dead & Hip Hop album review, Flatbush Zombies, Vacation in Hell. You know, like, typically Flatbush Zombies, you know, they beats be crazy. These motherfuckers are spitters. They go in, they flows be crazy. But this shit from like 1 to about goddamn 15, 16 was nothing but heavy knocking type beats. So that shit held my attention because I was looking at 19 tracks, an hour, almost 20 minutes. I'm like, man, that's a lot of shit. I would say that that was my biggest knock against this. But outside of that, you know, I was thinking when I was literally bumping this shit in the whip, I was thinking, I'm like, how do these guys get better? I feel like, you know, we always categorize artists or we try to kind of understand their lane and all of that. It's like these guys are spitters with dope beats. So it's kind of like if they got dope beats, they gonna come with the rhymes. They gonna come with the flows. So it's kind of like, where, like, what's better? Like, what's their progression? You know what I'm saying? Because I, even though sonically it sounds different from what they've done, but I still get like the same feeling. Like, it's like, okay, bet I could bump this next. You know what I'm saying? Like what else? You know, like what else am I listening to after this?
They started to play around with some of the sounds a little bit in the second half, like right around 11.
It's slow down.
With Crown and You Are My Sunshine.
It's slow down.
Cause, you know, I think when we were, I think I said to B, it was like, yeah, it's just a bunch of niggas rapping over some banging ass beats is kind of how I just described it. And that's essentially kind of what, you know, what I got from them. Now they're doing it well, and the beats they chose are really good, and it's knocking, and they vary their rhyme patterns and styles up, you know, occasionally on song to song. But, you know, outside of that, you know, what else is there? And sometimes I think that's okay. Yeah, like, I don't think you have to be, like, a Kendrick or a Chance, whatever.
You don't have to be profound. You don't
have to, you can just be dope. You can just put out a good-ass fucking album, and that's it. You know, and I'm okay with that.
Because I like them, you know, and typically my favorite artists, like content-wise, they give me something just a little bit deeper. And I guess that's ultimately what I would want out of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't get that. So it just...
Well, that's American.
Their overall music isn't that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't have to be. And I guess maybe this is just my own personal bias coming into play. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I would personally want out of them, you know, and I guess that's somewhat unfair to the artist. But it's, I don't know. It's like, when I listen to them, it's like, I want more. But I don't know what that is because what they give me is dope.
Maybe it's because you don't know shit about any of them. Like, they've never given you any glimpses into who they are. I mean, they talk about depression.
Of course.
And, you know, mental illness, that type of shit. But they don't really go too deep into, like, their background or
how they
their
came
family
up
and, lie yeah, or any yeah, of that yeah, kind yeah. of shit. So maybe that's what it
that's
is.
That's a really good point.
Because I think we're kind of used to that now. Like, when rappers come out, that's like the end thing. Mm-hmm. Is to talk about, okay, I came up
get
this way.
Get personal and stuff like that.
Yeah. And they don't really do that. They
that,
just rap.
Plus, you don't see them out and about. You don't see, like, I don't never see them
yeah,
like
they're
in
not
interviews.
In front of the camera.
Like, yeah, so you don't really get to dig into that personalized and like really get an attachment to them.
Most I've ever seen them on camera was Art Ellie. He did a Mass Appeal Rhythm Roulette. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much the most I've seen them on camera.
Yeah,
but you're right. You don't
really, you can't develop a relationship. It is just the music at that point. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's the aspect of I guess the relationship with Flatbush Zombies that I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that personal attachment.
Right.
No, that doesn't make you kind of interested more. Cause like that was what I liked about Odd Future until they fucked it all up,
mm-hmm.
and I found that they were just a bunch of goofy ass kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they were just these dark, weird motherfuckers that were singing about killing and whatever, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah,
like that mystique, and that's kind of what I like about Flatbush Zombies.
Yeah, I like the mystique, but
it's too much mystique.
Yeah, it's like at this point because I've heard so mm-hmm. much of their music, it's like I just want more. Yeah, like just give me a little more. You know what I'm saying? Of you, you know. Mm-hmm. But again, to Ken's point, it doesn't make the music whack or anything like that. It's just my little personal, like what I would want. You know what I'm saying? But the album is dope. I don't want that to get misconstrued in what I'm saying and my somber, you know, type tone, because that does not match this album. This shit is definitely upbeat, beat banging, knocking. It's just, I don't know. I just want more.
This is definitely a step up from their last project, because I love Better Off Dead, which is the mixtape we first. I remember loving that project. And I remember when we did 3000 Lace Odyssey, I was like, hell no. I think I was either alone on that one too.
No, you weren't alone.
Oh.
I think both of us were saying that it was just kind of lackluster. It wasn't bad, but it just wasn't like,
yeah,
didn't care to return to.
Yeah, it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With this one, I felt like it was they kind of stepped up, you know, especially Art Elliott with the production. I think he definitely kind of got a little bit more experimental, a little track experimental of that from Art Elliott. That was dope, because coming off of Miss Rhythm Roulette, I was thinking, like, okay, so what's some shit? Because that was different from what he did on 3001 and Better Off Dead. So I'm like, okay, what shit he on now? So yeah, listening to this album, I was like, wow. And I'm glad they touched on, you know, like you mentioned, I think you mentioned it, or people mentioned it. Like they talk about depression on, they talked about that on Trap, and then on Chunky, they talked about like pretty much social issues, racism, and on Best American, they talked about the school to prison pipeline. Like I was like, oh, okay, so they kind of
they're giving you a little bit.
They're giving you a little bit more on the content wise, and yeah, the beats do fucking bang, and Zombie Juice, man, he was fucking, and Michi, that damn
Michi, rapping, that's Michi my boy, Dunn, man. That's my boy.
And you know, it was on some songs where he was raspy, but he wasn't as aggressive on some of the tracks, which was the first time.
You know what was interesting too, and when I heard it, I can't remember the name of the track, but it was Michi, and he was doing a flow like DMX. And I was like,
they did a couple of that. They did some Pac. I heard a little bit of Pac on here.
I did hear the Pac.
Yeah, you
heard
the Pac too. Yeah. So I thought that was cool. It was like paying homage to some of those guys. Yeah, he did.
He says DM.
Like the album. The album with the blood on it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, by them being from New York, you notice like a lot of Southern references throughout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell they're influenced by the South. Chunky sound like Outkast.
Yeah.
So you can definitely tell.
And like how they was on that Bum B track. What was the chorus? That they was
real, real girls get down.
Yeah. I was like David Banner.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. You don't like the song?
That one didn't do it for me.
Like the first time I heard, I was like, okay. But then the more I play, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I think Joey Badass and Jadakiss had a better feature outing.
Oh yeah,
than
Bum B. Hey, Joey killed that Jay. Nigga, I'm on the block, like Giannis, Nick. Oh my God!
Even Nick Carson's feature was dope.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Nick Carson killed it too.
Yeah,
I didn't like the Vacation.
No, now you tripping.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like the sound of it.
Really?
I didn't like the sound of it.
Man, that shit was textured very well.
You tripping? Bro.
I am.
Did you not like Joey Badass's verse either?
No, I did like his verse, but as far as the beat, I did not like the beat.
Man, I love that beat.
They did not pay attention. Now they can't afford us.
Mm-hmm.
And man, Joey Badass is just so fucking dope. He just gets doper and doper and dope. He fits so well with these guys, too.
He does.
He may as well just fucking join the group. Because he sounds so good with
that type of production. You know what I'm saying? That's another way out production that we've heard Joey Badass on, and he's snapped. Yeah. I was like, damn, Joey, you need to hook up with Art Elliott and get him to produce some of his tracks, because dog.
Michi was just like, his bars are just so fucking outlandish every time
that
they just stick in your head. Like, he'll say shit that I don't feel like the other guys will say.
That's true.
It's like they could make him into a perfect cartoon character based off of
absolutely.
His bars.
That's true. Absolutely. That's true. Just like this, the weird evil, like, I forget what song it was, but the shit. Or is it the only time you kill shit is when you pay for an abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's some dark shit. And I was like, God, Like I knew, I was like, oh, that's kind of nasty.
Too dark for me.
It was dope, though. Something like that in 2018 was what kind of caught me, because people tend to be a little bit hesitant to kind of say stuff like that nowadays.
That's why it was dope.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. He said, I'm the shit, like my mom gave birth out her asshole. Like, he has so many fucking just ridiculous bars. Zombie Juice, I feel like, had the flows. Like, I don't think, like, Michi's not really the flow master. He just comes out and just said shit, and he sounds he sounds so damn good.
Yep, yep, and Bison, he spazzed on that shit. Zombie Juice did.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he did. He did. And I like how he does the hooks, too. Like, Zombie Juice can do, like, the singing kind of hooks, but then he can also rap, and it sounds good. Yeah. Like, those two, but the other guys, I just don't, none of them are whack, obviously, but it's like, I don't really pay as close attention to the other guys.
I got you.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, like that M. Bison track. Oh,
that shit was stupid.
Oh my god. That shit right
it was
there.
All snapping. But yeah, Zombie Juice was just like,
I'm like, damn, was he just going off?
Like, shit. You know how sometimes when you're listening, you're like, damn, this motherfucker, like, he's still spazzing. You look at that track like, damn, this motherfucker going off. So, yeah, that's
definitely. I don't know who it was, but somebody got off on Crown. I think it was the second verse. But I can't. I don't know if it was. I don't know who the fuck the Portugal the man is.
Portugal the man.
Is yeah. Who is that? It's a band.
It's a band.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah. Oh, okay. Because I was like, who the fuck is this? Never heard of him. What you think of your boy Jada?
Jada's voice is fucking amazing.
It's perfect, man. It's perfect for rap.
And then he can speed up his flow a little bit to match a higher tempo.
His verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he could slow it all the way down and be even slower than the beat. Like, Jada's just dope to me, man. And on that shit right there, they put him on the perfect joint and they had him going second. They was like, okay, now we gotta move him up. We gotta move him up. Everybody need to hear this.
What you guys think of the Goddess, huh? This the one with Dave B singing?
Dave B. Yeah, I didn't know who he was, but he was singing.
Yeah. It was cool. I mean, he wasn't bad. You know how sometimes
I just think I could have did without that one.
Really?
Yeah. It feels like they could have easily cut 5 or 6 of these songs out. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want to say that any of them were necessarily bad.
Right.
But some of them I was just like, we don't need, like, the glory. I don't feel like we needed
it. It was drag.
It started to drag a little bit. Like, because it started off really strong.
Because it has a big run. Like, because from Hello, Chunky, Vacation, and Bison, Headstone, Big Shrimp. Leather Symphony was cool. I feel y'all on Real Girls. You could take that out, right? Like,
Ask Courtney was really
Ask Courtney was super dope.
I didn't really care for Crown like that. And I think that's where I started to, like, stop paying attention was around track 11. I was just like,
I like Brown. Yeah, I do like that.
I like Crunch. Rod, it is what it is. I got a lot of favorite tracks, so you just gonna have to deal with it.
Bear with me, huh?
Yeah, you just gonna have to deal with it. My favorite tracks are Chunky, Vacation, and Bison, Big Shrimp, Facts, and Ask Courtney.
And Bison, Facts, Best America, and Ask Courtney.
Chunky, and Bison, Crown. I like You Are My Sunshine. Facts. Yeah.
Chunky, Vacation, Big Scrumps, Facts, and definitely Ask Courtney.
If you watching, again, don't take this review like super personal. This is a dope album for you guys. It's just, again, personally, after all this hip hop that we listen to, like I like to get or make personal connections. Like, oh man, you know, I went through that. I felt that. And that's the only thing that I don't get from you guys. But again, that doesn't take away from your artistic ability. That doesn't take away from you how you guys rap. It doesn't take away from anything else. You know what I'm saying? If this is what you guys continue to want to do, continue to do it, because you guys do it excellent.
Yeah, if you're watching Flatbush Zombies, great job. Great job. I'm glad you guys will be back in with this album, man. Because like I said, your debut album, which was the second album that we reviewed, I was kind of like, I don't know. But y'all stepped it back up, man. Made me a believer again. And I'm glad, you know, Art Elliott, you did a great job of showcasing your production skills to highlight the dopeness of Zombie Juice and Michi Darko. You know, like, I feel like y'all all complement each other so well, like, even better on this album than y'all did in y'all debut album. So great job, man. Great job with the album, brother.
Flatbush Zombies, if you're watching, good job. Definitely an enjoyable listen. I think there's value in being consistent. And for me, you guys have been consistent from project to project to project. You know, evolving and touching on things differently a little bit here and there. But overall, you know, you guys are putting in work and staying true to who you guys are. And sometimes, like, for me, it's just good to just come away with just a good album.
Yeah, I think this was a great album. I do think that there could have been some songs that could be trimmed off, and it may have made this a stronger project, but that's just, like FIFO said, that's just one man's opinion. The songs that I didn't care for, someone else might love. So, yeah, you guys are doing just fine on your own without listening to any of us. But if you do feel like listening to us, keep doing what you're doing, because you guys are a very unique voice in rap right now, and that is the thing that I appreciate the most. It's really hard to be unique nowadays in rap because there's so many people doing so many things, but when I find a group like y'all that's really still standing away from the pack and constantly innovating and doing weird shit, that gets me excited. So I'm happy for you guys. I think you guys did a great project, and yeah, I'm looking forward to see what you guys do next.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.